The released editor of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Ejiekranchi, says he has no regrets about his position against the Supreme Court, adding that when he's given the option again, he will maintain that position. Speaking on a sister radio station in Accra after his release, he said he intends to seek redress for his incarceration because he believes he was not treated fairly. According to Mr. Kranchi, instead of being given the opportunity to explain what he wrote in his newspaper, he was denied the opportunity.
First and foremost, I do not regret my confrontation with the Supreme Court. As soon as I am a local Supreme Court, no, I do not regret. In fact, if I'm given the option again today, I will do exactly the same thing. Because I think the Supreme Court needs to clarify for us whether there's a difference between reportage, which it took the Daily Guide on, and commentary, which it took Shamir Oku on. The two processes cannot be the same. I say, Omudi Sade said to guide the integrity of the court to find me guilty for contempt. And the procedure in there, you have programs with the procedure. No, no, actually, no one. They do everything quiet down. I think I'll deal with the issues of procedure. But Omoka Azam and Kono, I have been to the prison. Fortunately or unfortunately, I went to Nsawom, I've been to Ho, I've been to Ketekachi. If you put the inconvenience aside, there's a lot that you and I need to do about the prison systems in this country. Okay, I think so it has been a valuable experience.
Meanwhile, Ken Kranchi has called on Ghanaians to eschew tribalism and ethnicity. He said his incarceration for 10 days for contempt of court has made him learn the need for Ghanaians to unite as one people to move the country forward. Mr. Kranchi also expressed his appreciation to both leading members of NPP and NDC, media, civil society groups who supported him morally and with prayers whilst he was in prison. Mr. Kranchi was addressing journalists and supporters at NPP headquarters in Accra after his release from jail. Yaya Kwamwa has more.
The editor of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Kranchi, was jailed for 10 days for contempt of court. He arrived at NPP headquarters accompanied by a brass band and the tooting of car horns. Wearing a white long sleeves with a white handkerchief around his neck, Mr. Kranchi was carried by his supporters around the NPP headquarters and smeared with powder. Mr. Kranchi expressed his appreciation to all political parties, his colleague journalists and individuals who supported him during his incarceration.
I want to use this opportunity to thank many, many Ghanaians who, through kind have been of assistance to me in this very difficult moment. I want to thank the leadership of the New Patriotic Party and the membership of the NPP and the entire support base of the NPP for the great assistance that they have given to me at this time. I also want to use this opportunity to thank the president of this country, to thank certain leaders of the National Democratic Congress Party and members of the NDC who have, in one way or the other, supported me at this time. The issue is that what we are talking about is not NPP or NDC. We are talking about standing for principles and conscience. Let me thank my family and then you guys in the media. I think that you have done a great job as far as protecting freedom of speech in this country. You see, it does not matter very much whether you supported the point I made or you were against the point I made. The important thing is that you took your time to take an interest in this matter and that you discuss this issue. That's what the whole thing is about.
Mr. Kranchi called for national unity due to the lessons he has learned at the prison.
Certain sad things that occur in this country. I call myself an Akan. The fact that somebody calls himself a Dagari, somebody calls himself a Frafra, the fact that we take our identity from our tribes and not from our nation. I went to the voter region. I met certain youth in cells. I can say that they were not Akans, but the support that was given me, the assistance that was given me, made me realize that it is about Ghana, that after all, we are just one nation after all. I want to, because of the assistance that was given by people like Mr. Abulete, people like Kalusha in the voter region, I want to say that the voter region is virtually now my second home, that I am proud to be a voterian.
Mr. Kranchi said his experience in the prison has made him learn about the deplorable state in the country's prisons. According to him, he will lead a crusade to ensure that the prisons are made better to live in.
The infirmary at Nsawam does not have a, Nsawam prison does not have a single drop. So if you are sick in Nsawam today, you may die as a prisoner. You ought not to be exposed to that type of danger. Assuming I had come sick in the 10 days, all that you hear is that can crunch is there because there's no proper doctor, there's no proper facilities, and there are no medicines at Nsawam. For me, apart from all that I'll do as a journalist, I also want to concentrate on putting in all effort to ensure that conditions in our prisons are improved.
Mr. Kranchi said his incarceration does not mean freedom of expression is suppressed, and called on his colleagues to ensure that they stand for the truth and write what is right.
Yaya Kwamwe's report.